Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The Dermot Kyle Show, as you know, has been axed by ITV, and it's a popular daytime show. Basically, they've stopped the recording and the broadcasting of the show following the death of a 63-year-old man, Steve Diamond. A week after he appeared on the show, unfortunately, he took his own life. Now, the circumstances leading to an increased criticism of the show, with Downing Street even getting involved and expressing concern about how participants are actually treated. The show attracts around 1 million viewers per episode, so it's still popular. It originally started back in 2005, so over the 14 years, it is, a lot of people have gone through its doors. Now, I did speak to somebody a few years back, who used to work on the Jeremy Kyle Show. And they told me that everybody who appeared on the show was put up in a hotel, depending on where they live, were put up in a hotel. They were all paid. And they all signed a massive disclaimer saying that they recognised the type of show it was. They knew what type of show it was. They knew that they'd obviously be berated at some stage, depending if it was a DNA lie detector, whatever it was he was doing. Because I'm sure if you're familiar with the show, you know the kind of stuff that goes on in it. You know, it's people having rows with each other. They knew all that was going on. Be like Jerry Springer years ago. So everybody was well aware. And anybody, by the way, who doesn't know what goes on the Jeremy Kyle Show is a fool, because it's one of the most popular shows on daytime TV. So they all signed this. This particular guy, his own stepdaughter, said he was delighted to go on the show. He was happy about the show. He was disappointed afterwards, because what happened was, it seems, he was accused of having an affair on his partner. He decided to take a lie detector test. Took the lie detector test, seemed fairly confident that it was going to come back negative, but it came back positive. Even the audience said that they were a bit surprised that it came back positive. Now, the suggestion is the lie detector test was wrong, although it seems from his ex-partner, the lie detector test wasn't actually wrong. His life went downhill for a week after that, and sadly he took his life when the relationship broke down because of this particular lie detector. Psychologists have said in the UK in this particular case with the Jeremy Kyle Show, on numerous occasions, people are treated with the greatest respect, and she doesn't believe it's the show's fault, that the show would have obviously warned, everybody that goes on is warned about the reactions they will get, about, you know, the lie detectors, DNA tests and what happens. So you're all given a very good rundown, like any produced show, of what will happen and what the outcome will be. So they will be given the options. Well, if the outcome is this, this is probably what's going to happen. This will be what will be said to you. If the outcome is that, this is what will happen. So they would all be very well aware. And basically saying, it's not the show's fault. It's the person's fault for going on the show and subjecting themselves to that. But is it really? Was it fair that the show was cancelled? Or do you think the likes of the Jeremy Kyle Show or Jerry Springer, well, Jerry Springer's long gone now. I think it's finished now, isn't it? Jeremy Kyle was still very popular. It was on TV3 or Virgin Media 1, as it's called now, every single day. It's been on ITV, although many people don't get ITV over here, but it's been on ITV or UTV probably. Was it fair that the show has been cancelled? Is it fair that, you know, do you think they prey on vulnerable people? And was it fair to blame the show and indeed Jeremy Kyle when the people that go on the show, they know what they sign up to? You know what I mean? They do know what they're signing up to. I mean, a lot of the individuals on this show, they clearly have mental health problems. You know, I just take one look at it. You know, the people who can't control their own lives, so they go on daytime television and let everybody else control it for them. But that's what the show does, and the people who go on it are well aware of that. They sign up for it, they get paid for it, they're put up in a hotel probably, depending on where they live. So is it really the show's fault? Was it fair to axe the show? Although I know a lot of you are probably saying, I'm glad it's gone, sure, don't watch it anyway. That's grand. But was it fair? It's been the biggest story in the news for the last 2 days. Is it fair for everybody to be having a go at the show, the producers, Jeremy Kyle, because this guy took his own life the following week? Was it fair to have a go at the show? I mean, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp us and text us. Was it fair? The question is quite simple. Was it fair to cancel the show? Yes, you believe it should have been cancelled. It preys on vulnerable people. Or no, you think, sure, that's what they sign up for. Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008 is the number. Derrianne, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Derrianne?
Good, now. How are you?
Yeah. Do you ever watch the show?
I would. Let's say I have seen it in passing, yeah.
in passing.
Now, I would never have sat and wanted to look at it.
I watch clips of it, but I've never actually watched the show in total because it wouldn't appeal to me.
It was more in the States, wasn't it? I think that's where I would have come across it.
Well, he did do it in the States as well. Yeah, they did American versions. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the one I would have seen. It's absolutely pathetic, and I think it definitely should have gone. And now that you're saying about the other one, they should add that to the list as well.
But when you say it should have gone, I mean, it's a million viewers every day. It's on every day, and there's a million people watch it.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, just because millions of viewers watch it, does that mean that, you know, the million viewers are kind of, like, why would you be watching a program like that? Honest to goodness, I would
here's the thing. People find other people's misery entertaining.
Yeah, that's true.
That's life, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is true. But you see, the way, say, for instance, you know, I want to come on your show and air a bit of Dirty Linen, right? Mm. I had the decision to do that. I'd know that what I was doing was going out there. I'd know that, say, I admitted I was having an affair, which one can do. And I have to take responsibility for that. But that show doesn't allow for that. It takes these vulnerable people, as far as I'm aware, vulnerable people who, you know, I don't know whether they pay them or not. I'm sure they must.
They do pay them, yeah.
Well, there you go. And next thing, they're caught into something psychological that they weren't prepared for.
But they do have psychologists on the show who work with people afterwards and stuff like that if they feel that people need them. And they do sign a massive disclaimer. So they're kind of well aware there's something big going on here. They watch the show themselves, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and
sure
they know
it.
Everybody, sure, everybody knows what the Jeremy Kyle show is.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean,
yeah, but it doesn't mean that we think it's... Did Sinead take him up on it? Sinead O'Connor, didn't he offer to look after her? Or was it...
I can't remember now whether
he did. I think he did.
Mm.
I really don't think it's...
And so do you think it preys on... Do you think the show preys on vulnerable people?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Sure, you couldn't go on it unless you were vulnerable.
I mean, you could say the same about, say, you know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. That preys on failing celebrities. Celebrities who haven't really had a great career up to that point, or maybe a failing career. So they go onto that show because they get a few quid and they might get a bit of publicity of it and get back into the limelight again. It's obvious why those people are picked for the show. And they pick people who usually have particular issues. You know what I mean? The same with Celebrity Big Brother and all the...
Well,
oh,
I was
Big
just
Brother.
Going to mention Big Brother because when they came to Ireland 100 years ago, and it was another guy from your show, I can't remember his name, a show on another station, a researcher guy, and myself ended up, we applied, and we were in the same group. And I actually was on a panel to be called for the final. I could have been rang any day.
Yeah, but you probably weren't mad enough. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I was a bit... Yeah.
Yeah, no, but they're looking for people with psychiatric problems. And that's what they do with those programs. They pick people who are obviously a bit off the edge, you know?
Yeah, but I don't agree with that. I actually don't.
But that's what
I
they
really
do.
I know.
But it's the same. All these shows are the same. I know somebody who went in as a contestant for X Factor or one of the... Yeah, it was X Factor, right? And she's an amazing singer. And she probably would have done very well. But she had a particular sad story in her life. And they wanted her to focus on the sad story and tell the sad story on the stage. And she said, well, I'd rather not get, you know, that's personal to me and there's other people involved in that, including my children, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, then we don't want you. So they weren't interested in her singing. They were only interested in her sob story. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's TV.
Well, it's not. It's the new reality TV
that sells.
But I don't care. It shouldn't sell because it's multinational. Who's making the money? You and I aren't.
No, well, ITV clearly are. But stay there for a second because, Niamh, you're on Classic Kids. How do you, Niamh?
No, you're not. How are you?
Niamh, I mean, do you think it's the show's fault?
No, I don't think it's particularly the show's fault. They can't be held responsible for what the man did. That, unfortunately, was something that he did. I mean, I think what a lot of people are... You know, I wouldn't watch the Jeremy Kyle show very often, but if it's on, I might watch it. And occasionally I have seen him do good things as well as really bad things. I've seen him send people off to rehab. I've seen him follow them. I've seen these people recover. he does these shows at Christmas where he comes back and he's for the year, and he'll go and meet somebody that was in a really bad way, and that they're on the road to recovery. And this Graham guy, like, there's a reason that he calls him the genius. Apparently he's brilliant at aftercare.
He's the psychologist, yeah.
He is. Now, whether or not we should be watching people having emotional and mental breakdowns on live TV is another story. But we have to bring personal responsibility into this. Jeremy Kyle does not trawl the streets. He puts a phone number up at the end of the show, and it's your choice to ring that number. And it's your choice to go on live TV. I mean, there's a reason that this has never happened in Ireland. We don't have a Jeremy Kyle over here because Irish people just purely wouldn't do that.
There was an attempt to do a Jeremy Kyle show going back about 5 years ago. And you, for exactly the reason you just mentioned, it didn't happen. That you just wouldn't get enough people to go on the air and air the dirty laundry.
They'd be mortified. They'd be mortified that somebody would see them. They'd be the talk of the village. We don't do that. We're not great at talking full stop.
Says Niamh, who's on a radio station.
I'm really good at it, but I still wouldn't go on Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, but I mean, when I talk about this show, for example, obviously this is the show of opinions. And a lot of people say to me, gosh, you know, where do all the callers come from? And to be honest with you, out of the thousands of people who listen to the show, it's very few people will actually come on the air and talk, because it's quite daunting for a lot of people. Niamh, you're good at it. You know, a lot of people, regulars who come onto the show, are quite good at it and they have an opinion on everything. But there are a lot of people who just will not go on live radio, even though they have an opinion. They'll text in or WhatsApp in, but they wouldn't come on live radio.
Yeah, but the point is, every single time we get a phone call from Helena or Aisling, the question is, would you like to come on and talk to Niall? It's not, right, we're putting you straight through. I sent a text with my opinion. I get a call back. If I choose to come on and talk to you, well, then that's my choice. And if I said something and got berated for it, well, it's still my choice.
If you said something personal about your own life and kind of regretted that and had some sort of, you know, mental breakdown afterwards and it affected you and badly, is that our fault?
No, it's not your fault. You know, if you ask me a question and I answer the question, I have the choice to say, look, Niall, I really don't want to talk about that. And I know you'd say, right, that's fine, we'll move on. You know, so no, it's not your fault. It's not your fault if I choose to say something and then regret it 10 minutes later when I'm getting phone calls.
Isn't that what's happening here in Jeremy Kyle? This guy went on. Now, by the way, his ex claims, and she's been interviewed, that he did have an affair, right? That she has no doubt that he had an affair, right? And his stepdaughter, by the way, his own stepdaughter, has said he was delighted going on the show. He was well aware of what was going on, all the rest of it, right? He failed the lie detector test, which basically meant that he was having an affair. Now, there could be an argument that lie detector test was wrong. They're not, you know, 100% accurate. They are most of the time, but he failed the test. So, is it really their fault? Because obviously they outed him, so to speak, on the air as being a cheat, a love rat, whatever you want to call it, whatever word you want to use. They outed him. And he obviously felt bad about it, so much so that his relationship broke down a week later.
Look, I think if you get to the stage where you have to go on Jeremy Kyle, your relationship is pretty fecked anyway.
Probably, yes.
Do you know what
I mean?
If your partner doesn't trust you enough and says, listen, we need Jeremy Kyle here, he's going to go, here, things are worse than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, somebody texts in and says, no, up to now, I actually thought they were all actors on that show. Clearly, they weren't. No, but they're not, actually. A lot of people do think that. I think every now and again, they'll throw an odd plant in just to liven up the show a little bit, probably. I don't know.
And this is going to sound really bitchy, but I'm amazed sometimes that, you know, you see somebody and you think, God, more than one person actually wanted to be with you.
Yeah.
Wow. And I can't get a call back.
Yeah, I think that's just the types of people that end up on the show. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Eddie? Oh, hang on, Eddie. Let me just turn you on here. Hang on. Sorry, Eddie. Go ahead.
You can hear me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pick up one thing that Gareth said there, comparing your show about, like, what would the freedom of choice we have. The difference I would say there, your show is not based on car crash lives. Like, every episode you do is not always about, do you know what I mean, the way Jeremy Kyle's show was.
Yeah, that's true.
I did watch it. Half the time I was bored them and kept watching it sometimes because you kind of can't believe
what's going to happen next. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have to say, I sometimes see the way he acted and treated people. And I didn't like it. It made me feel very uncomfortable. He was nearly like egging the crowd on, not directly, but he was a very, very clever man.
He was good at what he did. Yeah, he would goad them. Yeah, absolutely, yeah, because that's what his job was.
Yeah, but I think he was nearly as bad as the, how would you say, the other lunatic from America. What's his name?
Jerry Springer.
But Jerry Springer kind of laughed at. But no matter what you look at the end of the day, that show was designed to make money off of people's problems and horrible lives. Whether or not they had the mentality or not, that was the primary... that's what I mean. That show was just geared at doing that. It was going to happen sooner or later. I mean, the minute I heard it, it reminded me of the film of Robin Williams and your man, The Fisher. Did you ever see that film, The Fisher?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I mean, it was going to happen. And as you said there a while ago, these lie detector tests are not always. I know they're 98 or 99%.
They're not admissible in a court of law because they can be inaccurate.
I actually was the 1% that was wrong.
Well,
thought of that? I'm just saying, if he is the 1%, do you know what I mean? So they were throwing a dice every time they did it. And I'm sorry, it's their own fault. A bit of them in the ass. Do you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
One thing there, apparently, now I don't know whether it's true or not, but I read it online, that a girl that was actually at the recording of it said that when the lie tester caught him out, he got on the floor and started stamping.
To sign a crime.
Sobbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now, well, so one would wonder, was that because he believed it was wrong or because he lied? One
not
or the other.
At all, I'd say, you know.
So do you think the lie detector test could have been wrong?
No, I reckon he was caught out and, you know, he knew end game. He mightn't have been aware of a lie detector. I don't know, but if he was very silly. Mm. Well, maybe not, because the poor girl he was with, she deserved the truth.
I know, but not everyone's dirty washing needs to be aired on television. They
no, I know that. Jesus, we know.
They wouldn't have the media to do it if they didn't provide it.
Well,
either.
Niall, if you were asked to present a similar show on the stage, would you go for it?
Well, yeah, but if you're in the media and you're offered a job to do something, you're going
to
do it.
You? Yeah, of course you would. You'd be good at it.
You're morals, Niall. You're telling me that you would be happy making money off a show of people's kind of misery in life. I don't think you would, Niall. I think you have morals.
Yeah,
I don't think you would, Niall.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in the position. I have to do it first.
No. That's another day.
But I do tend to feel sorry for people, so I probably find it a bit more difficult than he did. But in saying that, when that show started first, it was very different to what it is now. It wasn't quite as in your face. And I remember Jeremy Kyle when he started first. I watched a clip of him from a very recent show there last night. And it was a couple and, you know, I think she was cheating on him. And she denied it. And he kept looking and he looked straight into her face. I mean, his nose was nearly touching hers. And he said, "You're a liar. You're a liar." And I don't think I could do that to somebody.
That's the goal I'm on about. That I was saying earlier on, that's not right. If you genuinely care and want to help someone, no matter how bad they are, getting into their face like that, you're not going to help them. You're going to provoke a reaction.
087-188-0008. And also there's some comments coming in from other celebrities as well. ITV, by the way, on this morning, the host Holly Willoughby described the death of the show, the show's end, as a terrible shock for the Jeremy Kyle Show team, while her Good Morning Britain counterpart, Piers Morgan, defended him as a great guy and an excellent presenter and broadcaster. And by the way, I wouldn't deny that. He is an excellent broadcaster. There's no doubt about it. That's just what he happened to do. That was the type of show he happened to do. But it seems that he's being punished. I mean, I saw a picture yesterday in the paper. Kyle seen for the first time since show axed. And, he's kind of hiding and it's all gone a bit weird now. You know what I mean? He's not personally responsible for the person's death. I mean, Niamh, I find that quite disturbing in the newspapers at the moment that they're trying to get snapshots of Jeremy Kyle now and his reaction, obviously.
Of course, this is the price he pays. So, because these are the type of people that he's associated with, isn't he? He is kind of like the gutter press on TV.
Mm.
In a way, you know, he's like tabloid TV. He's the lowest common denominator. And so he can't really be surprised when they turn on him, because that's kind of what he does. He deals with people's misery and the lowest people at their lowest ebb.
But he also deal, let's be clear about this, and let's not beat about the bush, it's a certain class of people too, isn't it?
There can be. Well, most.
I mean, you don't see the rich and famous on the Jeremy Kyle show. You don't see people who are out working 5 days a week on the Jeremy Kyle show. You see people who are, look, it's a class of people, isn't it? I know Helena called me a snob last night, but it is a certain class of people that go on the Jeremy Kyle show.
The rich and famous go to Oprah. Do you know what I mean? Let's face it, if they want to get their story told, the rich and famous go and they air their dirty laundry to Oprah.
Oh, well, she's gone now too. Stay there for a second because Irene, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Irene?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Do you believe it should have been cancelled?
No, I think it's ridiculous. They're not responsible for what that man done.
Do you watch it, by the way?
On occasion, I'm not mad about it. But that's not a hindrance. I don't think that the Jeremy Kyle and all the co-workers are responsible for that. I think it's a ridiculous thing to do. No, I don't like the show personally, but that's their livelihood, you know, and all those other crew. I think it's ridiculous.
And you don't think it's ridiculous? By the way, just to read out ITV's statement, ITV said in a statement that ITV has many years' experience of broadcasting creating programmes featuring members of the public, and each of our productions has a duty of care and measures in place for the contributors. In other words, they do have psychological assessments.
They do. They also have, if you notice on the show, when there's children involved and all, I think they give great help. You know, psychological help to an awful lot of people. And I just think it's sad. It's very sad what happened to that gentleman. I don't know what happened to him. It's very sad to anyone who takes their life. But I don't think you can just pick on a programme to blame.
I remember the classic example of all this was, if you go back in time a bit, Noel Edmonds' house party.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
And there was a guy on it, Stuart something was his name, I can't remember his second name, but he was an audience member who spun the wheel 1 week to do a challenge for the following week, and it was to escape from a box, and he was to do a Houdini-style escape. Every week they'd pick an audience member to do a challenge for the following week. Mm. So they trained him with a magician all week to do this Houdini-style escape from chains in a box, right? And what they did was they had a crane, put him in a sack, chained him up, put him in a box, and the crane would lift the box up, and, you know, on a chain. So the box went about 200 or 300 foot in the air, and the chain broke. The box came crashing to the ground. The guy died instantly. Noel Edmonds was off the television for about 10 years. And he himself talked about it afterwards, that he personally blamed himself for it. Now, that's a different situation because he died on the show.
It's very sad that was. I remember that Niall's curious day myself, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that was a shocking story. But he died on the show. So you can understand the show being axed and obviously people having to be responsible for that. I can understand that.
Exactly, yeah. That's something that
takes
years to learn.
Sorry, Niamh?
That sort of trick takes years to learn. You don't learn it in a week. Mm. They were very stupid.
Yeah, it was irresponsible. I mean, this was 80s television or 90s television, so it was all a bit different. But I think the BBC at the time would have learned a lot from that particular experience and probably never to do that again.
Exactly.
All right, listen, girls, I have to wrap because I'm going way over time. So thank you to Niamh and thank you to Irene. By the way, can I mention just as well, by the way, if anybody is affected, of course, by any of the things that we talked about in the show in relation to suicide, don't forget, you can contact the Samaritans at any time if you want to, all right?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.